What if you could see the atomic dance that creates everything around you? Richard Feynman, Nobel Prize-winning physicist and legendary teacher, had a remarkable gift for making the invisible visible. Unlike the methodical Newton or the abstract Einstein, Feynman approached physics with irreverent curiosity and theatrical flair, transforming lecture halls into stages where complex ideas became obvious truths. His philosophy was simple yet profound. If he couldn't explain something to freshmen, he didn't truly understand it himself. Through six easy pieces, Feynman invites us to see the universe as he did, not as a collection of abstract equations, but as an elegant symphony of natural laws that govern everything from morning dew to distant stars. All things are made of atoms. Tiny particles in perpetual motion that attract each other when they're a small distance apart, but repel when squeezed together. This simple statement contains profound wisdom about our world. If an apple were magnified to Earth's size, its atoms would be the size of the original apple. And if the nucleus were a pea, electrons would orbit nearly a kilometer away. This atomic motion manifests as heat. When water heats sufficiently, molecules separate into steam. Cooling water causes molecules to lock into a crystalline array, forming ice, explaining why water expands when freezing, allowing ice to float and marine life to survive beneath frozen lakes. Before 1920, the universe was understood as particles moving through space and time, governed by forces. Quantum mechanics transformed this understanding, revealing that small-scale objects behave unlike everyday experience. Particles have wave properties, and waves behave like particles. The uncertainty principle states we cannot simultaneously know both position and velocity, explaining why atoms appear large despite tiny nuclei. Quantum mechanics also revealed that exact predictions are impossible. We can only determine statistical averages. Four fundamental interactions exist between particles: strong nuclear force, electromagnetic interactions, weak beta decay interactions, and gravity, in decreasing order of strength. Theoretical physics aims to unify these seemingly separate phenomena. Physics plays a basic role in all phenomena, making it essential across disciplines, the underlying grammar that all scientific languages must follow. Chemistry, once a separate field, is now understood through quantum mechanics, which explains chemical reactions as rearrangements of atomic bonds. Biology examines life through increasingly physical lenses. Nerve cells function through specialized membranes that maintain ion separation, creating electrical effects when stimulated. At nerve endings, acetylcholine packets trigger muscle contraction. DNA, a twisted double-chain molecule with complementary base pairs, AT and CG, carries the genetic blueprint that builds proteins through RNA intermediaries. Astronomy's most remarkable discovery is that stars are made of the same atoms found on Earth, determined using spectroscopes to analyze light frequencies. The elements comprising our bodies were cooked in stars and expelled during nova explosions. We are, quite literally, stardust. Weather patterns in meteorology are turbulent and unpredictable, while psychology has made progress in areas like sensory physiology. Though the central problem in neuroscience remains memory. When we learn something, our brain physically changes, but we don't know exactly how. As Feynman poetically noted, the whole universe is in a glass of wine, reminding us that nature doesn't recognize our arbitrary divisions of knowledge. Like Dennis the Menace's 28 indestructible blocks that always total 28 regardless of arrangement. Energy conservation means the total energy remains constant while transforming between states. Energy appears as gravitational potential, kinetic, elastic, heat, electrical, radiant, chemical, and nuclear forms. Einstein's E equals mc² revealed that mass itself is concentrated energy. While total energy is conserved, useful energy decreases as entropy increases per the second law of thermodynamics. Newton's gravitation law explains that objects attract each other with force proportional to their masses and inversely proportional to the square of distance between them. This principle governs phenomena from falling apples to orbiting planets. Newton realized planets need no tangential force to maintain orbit, only a sun-directed force pulling them from straight paths into elliptical orbits. When Uranus's orbit showed unexplained deviations, Adams and Le Verrier independently calculated Neptune's position before its discovery, dramatically confirming Newton's laws. Yet despite our mathematical descriptions of gravity's effects, we still don't fully understand its mechanism, a humbling limitation to our most successful theories. Have you ever tried to picture an electron? Our minds struggle because electrons behave like nothing in our everyday experience. In the famous double slit experiment, bullets fired at a wall with two holes always arrive as whole units, and the pattern with both holes open is simply the sum of patterns when each hole is open alone. Water waves, however, show interference. The intensity at any point isn't simply the sum of intensities from each hole individually. The quantum puzzle, electrons fired at a wall with two holes arrive as discrete lumps, like particles, yet their probability distribution shows an interference pattern, like waves. Even more astonishing, when we track which hole each electron passes through, the interference pattern disappears. The very act of observing changes the outcome. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle explains this. If you measure an object's momentum with uncertainty p, you cannot simultaneously know its position more accurately than x greater than or equal to p half. When we try to determine which hole an electron passes through, we inevitably disturb its path enough to destroy the interference pattern. No one has found any machinery behind these laws or can explain them more deeply. Quantum mechanics has fundamentally given up on predicting exactly what will happen. We can only predict probabilities. As Feynman famously said, "I think I can safely say that nobody understands quantum mechanics." Feynman revolutionized physics education by stripping away complexity to reveal core principles. He explained quantum mechanics with spinning plates, demonstrated atomic theory using coffee cup ripples, and transformed lectures into scientific theater. His dynamic teaching style, energetic pacing, elaborate diagrams, and theatrical flourishes captivated audiences. During his 35 years at Caltech, his most celebrated contribution came in 1961 to 1963 with lectures that became the Feynman Lectures on Physics. Though these lectures often proved too sophisticated for the freshmen they targeted, Feynman himself considered them somewhat unsuccessful, they became his most important legacy, translated into 10 languages, selling over 1.5 million copies, and celebrated worldwide for their clarity. Through six easy pieces, we witness not just fundamental physics, but the mind of a brilliant scientific communicator. Feynman shows us that the universe isn't an impenetrable mystery, but a magnificent puzzle waiting to be solved. By breaking complex ideas into digestible pieces and reconstructing them from first principles, we glimpse the elegant simplicity behind nature's complexity. Understanding the rules governing our world makes it more beautiful, not less.